Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levypayers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Happy New Year and welcome to the first episode of AHDB's Food and Farming Podcast for 2024. I hope you are having a fantastic holiday with friends and family. I'm Dami Oyinlola, part of AHDB's press team. We're kicking off with the exciting launch of HDB's new vibrant Let's Eat Balance campaign. Picture three captivating TV adverts each championing British beef, British lamb and British dairy. The common theme, this and that, placing food as the hero and highlighting the nutritious benefits of including meat and dairy as part of the balanced diet. So let's dive into the dairy TV advert.
A dollop of this, a brimful of that, a bubbling slice of this. British dairy has all the goodness of that and is a natural source of this. That and is a source of this, which helps reduce that. So enjoy all the goodness of this with all the goodness of that. British dairy, enjoy the goodness. Got that? Got this.
I bet you're thinking, what's this and that? What does that even mean? I'm probably thinking, that voice sounds familiar. That's the voice of Richard Ayoade, best known for his role as the socially awkward IT technician Maurice Moss in the Channel 4 sitcom The It Crowd. You've just listened to HDB's Let's Eat Balance campaign's This and That TV advert for dairy. The advert shows how a dollop of this yogurt, a brimful of this milk, a bubbling slice of this cheese, British dairy has all the goodness of that rain and grass and is a natural source of calcium, protein and vitamin B12, which helps with that fatigue. I guess that's my own Richard Ayoade take. Now, imagine experiencing this on a big screen in cinemas and in the comfort of your living room. The campaign will be adapted to various formats, ensuring widespread audience reach with a particular focus on the younger Gen Z target audience, which are people aged between 18 to 25. Before the Christmas break, I caught up with HDB's head of domestic marketing, Carrie McDermott, and she began telling me all about the Let's Eat Balance campaign.
Well, our new campaign, which launches on the 1st of January, is there to give consumers the confidence to continue enjoying meat and dairy as part of a healthy, balanced diet. And we've got a fantastic new look and feel to our campaign and a new TV advert, which hopefully you'll see on your TV screen soon.
I know the campaign's name is Let's Eat Balance, but we previously had We Eat Balance. What led to the change in name?
Yeah, good question. So we do lots of research with the consumers and we speak to them about what they find most appealing. And it was their suggestion actually to change to Let's Eat Balanced. They felt it was more compelling and was seen as a bit more of a call to action. So always listening to our customer, we've changed into response to their feedback.
The Nancy advert, I believe, resonated with a lot of people. So have you kept anything from that with the new ones?
Yep, so a lot of the messaging is consistent. So we want to talk about how highly nutritious meat and dairy is and the really important role in a balanced diet. But we also wanted to give it a whole new look and feel. And in consumer research, our new campaign, This and That, outperformed Nancy. So it's even better. So Nancy's been a really nice springboard into our new campaign, which is really modern, really relevant, and it's tested really well, not only with our core audience, but also the next generation of consumers, those Gen Z, the 18 to 25-year-olds.
I know we tend to do a lot of collaborations with our marketing campaigns. Could you talk about the collaborations for this campaign?
Yeah, well, we're really fortunate that Richard Ayoade has agreed to do the voiceover for the TV. So you might have seen him in The It Crowd or Travel Man, and recently he's been presenting Have I Got News For You? So he has a great kind of quirky sense of humour, which he brings to our campaigns, which really helps elevate them.
Also, we've got partnership, do I say, with Tasty UK. Why Tasty UK? What makes them important?
Yeah, so Tasty UK are on social media. They're one of the biggest platforms for Gen Z, those 18 to 25-year-olds. And by working in partnership with them, we can develop some really nice recipe inspiration for the younger consumer, delivered by young influencers that really help present meat and dairy as relevant and tasty for the student.
What sectors are involved in this campaign?
So our campaign covers beef, lamb and dairy. And for the first time, we've got specific TV adverts for each of those. So it's a really nice opportunity for us to showcase the individual benefits of each of those sectors.
I bet you're excited about the campaign and the launch. And I also know that your team have been working so hard. How do you feel about the stage you're at now?
Well, it's the final big push just before Christmas to make sure that everything's good to launch on the 2nd. So, yeah, so the marketing team have been working 24/7 to make sure that the TV is ready to go, that all the socials there, that the website's updated. And there's a lot of hard work that goes into all the final details to make sure it's a really smooth launch for consumers as they come out of Christmas and begin their January health push.
So it's an anxious time for all of you.
Yes, yeah, but really excited, looking forward to seeing it on TV.
Oh, that's good. So then your Christmas break is going to be you shutting out from all the campaigns and you spending time with family. Would you be looking out for the advert on the 1st?
Definitely. We'll be glued to that. And also we're on cinema for the first time as well, so we might have to take a trip to the cinema to catch up on the advert there as well.
Oh, fantastic then. So for farmers that are looking to get involved in the campaign, could you tell us how they can get involved?
Yep, so our social media channels are a key channel for them to help amplify our message. So Let's Eat Balanced, which is on Facebook and Instagram. If you follow those channels, like and share content, it helps us spread the message further about the wonderful role of meat and dairy.
Carrie McDermott, HDB's Head of Domestic Marketing. And as she's mentioned, the Let's Eat Balanced involves beef and lamb and dairy sectors, but this doesn't mean there aren't any plans for the pork sector. Coming 1st of February, there will be a nationwide pork campaign. Keep an eye for more information on this on our social media channels and via the AHDB website. Before we go on, let's listen to the Let's Eat Balanced This and That advert for beef.
A squeeze of this, a chop chop of that, with a sizzling slice of this. British beef has all the goodness of that and is a natural source of this. That too, and is a main source of this, which helps reduce that. So enjoy all the goodness of this with all the goodness of that. British beef. Enjoy the goodness. Got that? Got this.
Similar to the dairy TV ad, the beef TV ad shows how a squeeze of this lemon, a chop chop of that vegetable, a seasoned slice of this beef has all the goodness of that rain and grass, and is a natural source of this iron, that protein, and that zinc too, and is a main source of this vitamin B12, which helps reduce tiredness. So enjoy all the goodness of this meal with all the goodness of that British beef. That felt like a tongue twister. I hope we're all enjoying the goodness of the season. So hopefully you've all been able to get the behind-the-scenes look into the Let's Eat Balanced campaign. And as we move into 2024... let's embrace the message of balance being key. If you spot any of our Let's Eat Balance campaign adverts, please do share with us on our social media channels. We're looking forward to seeing the impact of this campaign and how it resonates with consumers. And we'd like you to help spread the word too. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a healthy and balanced year ahead. I'm Dami Oyinlola, and until next time, take care. And Happy New Year.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.